الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله وقال تعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن ولا ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, brothers and elders, Ramadan is the month of Quran, and every day different parts of the Quran are being recited in Taraweeh. We ourselves reciting and reading Quran. Quran, as it escalates and you go up to the 15 juz, and you'll see in the big font is written Wal Yatalattaf. Apart from the rest of the Quran, in the Qurans that are available in South Africa, you see the font is big, and on the margin of it, it says Nisful Quran. So if we're saying 6,000 ayats, then we're saying 3,000 on the right and 3,000 on the left. This is no coincidence, you know, because previously, before the Ulama-i Rus and Ulama-i Khurasan, there were no ayats, numbers were written. It was just the ayats that were written, and the numbers came later on when the Ulama-i Rus, they started numbering the ayats for the sake of Taraweeh. So now, another ayat like this. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ لِلنَّاسِ. The meaning of which is that we made you an average and middle ummat. Surah Baqarah has 286 ayats. Exactly 143. This ayat is sitting there. Middle ayat. No coincidence. Is bringing the Qudrat and the Hikmat, or you say, the beauty of Quran. On this year, when we say this year, what it means, Wal Yatalattaf. So, in English we say to be gentle, to be kind. When a car, the alignment is right, then you find the car does not swing to the right or to the left. It must be in the center. If the alignment moves a little, it's going to eat tires, it's going to be a rough ride. Similarly, the heat gauge. The heat gauge, when the heat gauge is at its center, the car is not heating, which is not good for the engine, and the heat on the other side, on the left, the car is too cool, it's not going to start, the battery is giving up. Exactly at the center it must be, you know that the car is going to perform well. I'm taking the third thing, but you know, the field of medicine might deny it and say, you know, I'll say the navel. The navel is in the center, you know, your, what you call it, your tabiat is okay, you're not feeling like vomiting, or you're not going running stomach. So similarly, the center point of insan's character and the makeup of insan is the word Wal Yatalattaf, exactly in the middle of the Quran. That this marks the goodness of insan when the gauge is right at the middle of Wal Yatalattaf. So now, explaining this, you say, I'll use an easy example. In Arabic, this comes from Babi Tafa'ul. You will not understand this, but I'll use an easy example. A person is sick. You say, Marida Fulan. A person who is acting sick, is just bringing sick to his body, is not you say tamarrada, you bring it into this bab, or you bring it into this kind of verb. So what Allah is saying there, the gentleness is not in you. I want you to bring it into yourself. Because the tabiat of insan is to be hard. The tabiat of insan is to be hard. So you're gonna now, or you and I, we got to bring in the center point of our life, which is wal yatalattaf, is to become gentle and kind and soft in nature. Man is created from sand. And sand is such, in its tabiat it is hard, in its nature. Only when you throw water and you soften it, you're able to cultivate and throw seeds and sow seeds into it. So similar, that on hard ground nothing good will grow, only weeds and stones. On hard hearts, no part of Iman, Islam, Sifats will grow. Only dirt and filth will exist in a man's character. Until he don't soften that, then every part of Iman and Islam is going to be watered and growing. Because why? We created from soil and the same sifat or the same quality and attribute will be in us. That you soften the heart and you bring it to gentleness, then you'll find all parts of the attributes and the sifat of Iman growing. This is such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another ayat, he says, وَمَن يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. Before I forget, I was talking about numbers. You know, we got to find time for Quran, not only for recitation. Recitation is an entry level that everyone must do, but to understand it also, because it's the message for mankind. We're understanding apps, we're understanding how to download, we're understanding all this. You know, Quran starts off, there's a miracle of the number of 19. The Jews objected that how many malaika are there in Jahannam? So Allah said, Tisata Asha. They are 19. Then the Jews' second objection, how they exist in Jahannam? How do they exist in Jahannam? So the Allah who causes fire to burn is the same Allah who takes the sifat of fire of burning away like he did for Ibrahim a.s. It's easy for us to understand. There were two objections. One is how trees grow in Jahannam, because trees have to burn. And how they grow in Jahannam. Allah is Qadir-e Mutlaq. We made this as a test for your Iman, that you accept this, that we will do this, and we'll make the Malaika stand guard there. So they objected on this. So this, I'm just giving an introduction to it, I read it in the Kitab, that Quran starts with Surah Fatiha. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is 19 letters. And Surah Fatiha is 6 ayats. On the other side is Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is 19 letters. And Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas is 6. There are 114 surahs in the Quran. 19 times 6 makes 114, the makeup of the Quran. The first ayats to be revealed in the Quran, Ikra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Khalaq al-insana min alaq. We all know that. Exactly 19 is the number of words of these ayats. The last ayats of Ahkam. Ahkam laws. Wattaku yawman turja'una is the very last ayat that was revealed. But in Ahkam you're saying, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum, wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum l-islam madina. These ayats that were revealed is exact the words, you count it, is 19. You know, there are more to it, but we suffice on this. We're talking about being gentle and being kind. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayat, whomsoever obeys Allah, His Messenger alayhi salam, then Allah will favor them, and they will be with the Nabis, they will be with the Siddiqin, those who are honest and those who have firm conviction in Allah, they will be with the Shuhada, the resurrection and their living in the akhirat. And the salihin, the righteous. Then Allah said something great. وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. These people are beautiful in companionship. Arabic is a vast language. I could have substitute Rafika to be Jalisa, which is also a companion. Oh, I put it Khalila. Khalila is a friend. Oh, I'll put it Sadiqa, is also a friend. There are many other words. I'm just sufficing on this few. But Allah put Rafika. Why? Rafiq means rifq, to be lenient and soft. The outstanding trait in these people above, which is Anbiya alayhi salam, and Shuhada, and Siddiqin, and Salihin, that we all will see with one glance, is that they all are soft-natured. They all are gentle. So, this bone here, the elbow, in Arabic you call it marafiq. Why? If you make it straight, then it's all taut and one. So this bends and makes it soft. So the name became marafiq. Only Arabic can do this. We don't have time. We learn Zulu because of the workers in that. Then we learn Afrikaans because it was the system of this. But Arabic, our Quran, which is the touch and part of our iman. Years are passing and we don't know. We don't know what Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi, reading a salah. One day, you know, in Bangkok airport, this Jama'at told me this, that they read the salah in the airport. So all the audience were looking, the other passengers and that. So after they finished the salah and the azan, everyone gave a clap. So what a good deed. So one person asked, but explain to us what you read. So he stood up. He didn't know the translation of the simple things. But it's become necessary to give jan and to give life to our iman and to our salah, that we understand a bit of these things. Yes, no one is asking you to make tafsir and now to make masail and that, yes. But the common things that you're reading by, we're going with sounds here. The sounds are good, you know, his rhythm is good, you know. So, you know, we also, like this. Right, there's more to the Quran than that. There's more to the, if the rhythm is impressing you so much, then how much will the meaning and what Allah is saying will impress and lift your heart up. Sahaba says that, you know what? وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. When ayats were recited to them, this but the listening of it, it raised the iman, escalated the iman, revved the iman. The accelerator was on the iman, on listening on Quran. So coming back to this gentleness, Allah put it in the center of the Quran to show that the mizaj and temperament of insan is that gentleness and to be kind. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُؤْتِي عَلَى رِفْكِ مَا لَا يُؤْتِي عَلَى الْأُنْفِ. Allah Ta'ala gives on gentleness what He does not give when you're hard and you're stern. Today it's become like this. If I'm not stern, even in the dini circles, if I'm not stern and hard, they'll take advantage. I do it at home, by with the staff, you do it. Yeah, I go home and... Now what I'm saying now is that this doesn't benefit. Why? On the tongue of Nubuwwat, it was declared. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُؤْتِي لَرُفْقِ مَا لَا يُؤْتِي لَلْعُنْفِ. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَوْ كَانَ رِفْقُ خَلْقًا لَمَا رَأَ النَّاسُ أَحْسَنَ مِنْهُ. That if you take rifq, gentleness, and you put it into a form of a person, then there's nothing more beautiful a person saw. لو كان العنف خلفا لما رأى الناس أقبح منه. That if you take to be hard and to be violent and rough, if you put it into a form of a person, then there's nothing more ugly than that person. You know, Ismail rahmatullah alayhi was a great person who pursued the words of the Quran and the tafsir. So, but he was very dark and very ugly. Or you say, I'm using the word straight, I say he was not good looking, but he's a great man of Quran. For one word of the Quran, once he spent outside Baghdad, he spent 1 year, camped his tent and waited. Don't ask, like, you know, the ustaz is not paying attention to, hey, what was the meaning of this? You know, that's our style now, you know. I don't understand this. Now he was like this, yeah. Understand how the Bedouins use this in context. So the word was fadamdama, and suddenly that day the wind blew, the pot turned, and the husband shouted that the pot has overturned, and he says, wajadtu wallah. He put his, without his shoes, he ran up to Baghdad. I got the meaning. For 1 year he spent for one word. One kitab reading taking place in the back, we got no time. Or the Taraweeh, you know, if they have tafsir in between, no, it's going to take time, we're going to finish at this time. Things that help you inside, we're not having time. We got time to outside there and this and that, pass there, give the orders and pick it up. Yeah, we got all the time. So, the spiritual self, how are we going to up it? We got to listen to these things. So coming back to this, so Ismail, he says, I never get deceived or taken for a ride in my life except once. So the people ask how. The student said, he says, no, one day I was walking and one woman, she saw me. So she winked eyes like this and she looked like this. So me too, I went. I said, is someone falling in love with me? Someone is asking for me. So he went behind her. So she walked until, you know, in the old days used to have these photo studios. So the man was standing outside the photo man and she told him this one. So he stopped there, he asked the man, hey, what is going on? This woman like this, she winked at me, she called like that. He says, no, yesterday she came here, she sent me to make a picture of Shaitan. So me, I told her that I never see Shaitan, but if you bring a picture, I'll make one for you. So she brought you and came. So anyway, Ismail says, I only once in my life I've been taken for a ride. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the battle of Uhud. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَظًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. So in Arabic, you get a word of expressing surprise and amazement, which you call فِعْلَ التَّعَجُّبُ. And there are two sayghas, or there's two ways of expressing it. And the third way the Quran gave, which Arabs didn't know, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْأَقَبَى وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا أَدْرَاكَ came in Quran. That was never known to them until Allah used. Then, over here, if you know, the sequence of Arabic is the verb comes first, and then the object noun. But here it is. It has been upsetted, or Allah wants to bring out a meaning. And bring out a meaning, he has brought the meaning of expressing greatness and big. So, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. So, it should have been لِنْتَ لَهُمْ بِرَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. But it became فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. Now, why? Because Allah wanted to show the extent of His favor upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the best of Nabis, or the greatest of Nabis. And Sahaba were the greatest of disciples and followers. You'll never get better students than Sahaba. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Wallazina ma'ahu. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. What is the proof of it? Those who accompanied him. And what Allah says, wallazina ma'ahu. أشداؤ والكفار رحماء بينهم تراهم ركعا سجدين يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا. He says, you see them, all the sifat, sahaba. You see them sajda, you see them reading salah, you see them crying. And one thing that we can't do, that me and you can't attest, is the inside of our ikhlas and sincerity. Allah put a stamp in the Quran of sahaba. يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا. This is their sincerity. That we can't bring it out. We don't know. We'll go see in the day of judgment. But how sincere. But Allah brought out the sincerity of Sahaba. Besides that, Sahaba, Allah put a stamp. لَا يَسْتَوِي مِنْكُمْ مَنْ أَنْفَقَ مِنْ قَبْلِ فَتْحِ وَقَاتَلْ. Two groups. Before Fatih Makkah and after Fatih Makkah. But وكلن, every Sahabi وعد الله الحسنى, we promised Jannat for them. No other Nabi had his disciples like this. Besides this, Allah wants to say you to, Allah wants to ask you to bring Iman. He says, what temperament and brand of Iman you bring? Aminu kama aman al nas. Bring Iman like how Sahaba brought. Allah is putting a stamp on the Iman. Ulaika humul mu'minuna haqqa. It is they who are true believers. Allah, in that ayat there, Allah has given a lot of other favors to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well. Alam yajidka yateeman fa awa, wa wajadaka dawlan fa hada, wa wajadaka aylan fa aghna, alam nashrah laka sadrak, wa da'ana anka wizrak, wa kana fadlullahi alayka azima. These are all the favors Allah is boasting that he gave his Nabi. But the expression is very simple. But when he said, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ, then follow my hand. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ, I'm falling short of the sides of the, of the both sides of the masjid. I say you that it'll fall short of both sides of the earth. To show what a great ni'mat of Allah, that Allah made the heart of the Nabi soft. Over who? The best of students. Sahaba radiallahu anhu. That sami'na wa ato'na. We listen and obey. He says, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَزًّا وَقَلِيزَ الْقَلْبِ. Bhai, if you were hard and you were harsh, then this Sahaba, who is the best of students and not repeated in history, they لَنْفَدُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ, like a bomb blast. You don't turn around and you run for your life. They would have run for you. When this was said, you see, in Battle of Uhud, Abu Sufyan came back and he made an announcement. At that time there were Sahaba that fled the battlefield. Now, you know, we did in madrasa, one student left now, and then afterwards, now he's 2 months, he realized he made a mistake, so he feels shy to come back. Now we two got it in, now this fellow left, come back, you know. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those Sahaba that fled the battlefield and came back, he opened their arms without any question and out objection. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. Shihabuddin Ghori rahmatullahi alayhi was fighting the Hindus and he was fighting in Sindh. So first time they were defeated. The second time they went forward and people that were afraid of these people, afraid of the Hindus, they fled the battlefield. But they gained victory. So he took all those people who fled. For 1 year he made them wear a black helmet here hanging from their face. So everyone can say, this is the temperament of a government and ruler. And Allah is explaining the temperament of who? The Nabi of Allah. That Allah made him lenient, so the ummah must take lesson. That I have, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. I have brought to you an outstanding example. So, in conclusion, we're saying that Ramadan has come. Fasting is something that there are two mizaj in people. Some people become very tired and slow. And some people, they tip off very quickly. Hadith is saying, فَإِنْ سَابَوْ أَحَدٌ فَلْيَكُلْ إِنِّي سَائِمٌ. If anyone abuses you, and anyone starts to fight with you, قَوْتَلَهُ in one riwayat, starts to fight with you, tell him, hey, I'm fasting. So, brothers, for our goodness to grow, and our goodness to come out, then you and I, even if we don't have it in us, we got to adopt it and borrow it and bring it to our heart for the sake of my wife, for the sake of my children, for the sake of the people who are around me I work with. If it's, I'm a teacher, then the students. I'm a business person, then the employers. It mustn't be like this, that the day I was absent at work, hey, they're all happy. The day I came, they're all sad. You know, we went to school. We know what it is. Hey, good day. He did come today. You understand what I'm saying? So he mustn't be like this. Hey, why he didn't come? What happened? It mustn't be like this when you're walking in the corridor and your wife heard from the kitchen window you're coming and suddenly she sat straight listening. No. She's anticipating you coming home because why? Of your mizaj. But it mustn't be, let's put it the other way. It mustn't be you dread to go home because why so and so is sitting at home. Right. Allah give us all tawfiq. Myself also, I'm needy of this. And we all needy of this. That how we bring our mizaj upon the temperament that Quran has shown. Sahaba radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu, his slave boy is pouring wudu. So the slave boy moves the wudu jug and it spills. So Umar gets upset. So the slave boy knew Umar was waqaf fil Quran. That every ayat is to ponder and practice. So straight away he said, "Wal kazimin al ghayzi." Those who suppress the anger. Umar said, "Kazamtu ghayzi." I suppress my anger. Then he said, "Wal afin anin nas." The slave boy is saying this. He says, "Afautuka." I forgave you. Then he says, "Well, inna Allah, wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin." Allah loves those who do good. He says, "Ata'atuka lillah." I free you for the sake of Allah. Straight away, Quran discipline the mannerism in their life. Ours, we discipline by our own way and how to make money. So it means gaining day, we speak lies also. Or we raise our voice. It means if you speak softly, yeah, you know what? So you're doing a deal there, she's speaking there, no, then you speak softly. So we're going with that. We're not going with the mizaj of Quran. So Allah give me tawfiq. Umar radiallahu anhu walks into the house of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At the time where the masala of Ila was taking place. Ila was the separation of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam living in one room apart from his wife. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam starts laughing. So he said, "Oh Nabi of Allah, why are you laughing?" He says, "You see these wives were sitting over here and they were talking loudly in front of me." He says, "When they saw you and they heard you, they all ran." So he says, he looked from the curtain from behind, he said this, "Ya adawati anfusikunna. Atahibni wa la tahibna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O enemies of your own self. You fright for me and you don't fright for the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Umm Salma shouted from the back. "The Rasul of Allah is gentle and kind while you too stern. The mizaj of Shariat is built on the Nabi, not on Umar radiallahu anhu." Allah give us tawfiq. Wa akhidah alhamdulillah.